This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Sphinx.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And in your wildest dreams, Cole, did you think the Sphinx entry on this would be the grossest thing in this book?
No, like, a disturbing sexual ecology.
Yeah, this is like the grossest, rapiest entry in this fucking book.
Yeah.
And it's for sphinxes.
Sphinxes. You know, those funny jokesters what talk about people with canes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were a sphinx, do you think anybody would eventually try to like warm up to you and be like, it's my buddy, the Sphinxster? And then it'd be like, you know, notably problematic to be called the Sphinxster.
And then I would roar until his head exploded.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We were once as a warning because you're a mild boy. There's four different ones of these things. We had to go through them and how they relate to each other.
We do. Again, because I need to say it again, a disturbing sexual ecology. So we have our Androsphinx, which throughout the entirety of their little entry, I was like, these guys are just little shit. They're just shitty, you know?
Little MREs. They're like, you know, they're little...
they're going their own way. They're red-pilled.
This is red-pilled monster. This is the teen writing this from his perspective because girls never understood him.
Yes. Androsphinxes are the most solitary of the sphinxes. They shun gynosphinxes because they are jealous of the higher intelligence of their female counterparts.
Yes. This little line right here, man, like, however, most androsphinxes eventually succumb to the advances of a gynosphinx at least once in their life. Like, who are you subtweeting? Monsters Manual? Like, who is this whole thing actually about?
Well, obviously the harlot who wants a seed.
Yeah, like, it's very much like these are the high school guys, you know. This is like the Breakfast Club of Monstrous Manual entries, you know. Oh, so we have the Androsphinx. That's their sex thing.
Yeah,
they just kind of hang around. But here, like, what's strangest about them is not the combination of human and lion appearance, but their apparent lack of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They're the strongest, but unlike their counterparts, have no pattern of behavior. They despise communicating with humans, hate riddles, mostly because the women like them, and therefore suggested that those knowledgeable mythological beasts in lore. That they are the guardians of the sphinxes.
Right.
Which is, they're not, because they just stay away.
Right.
They don't even kill their prey. Even the evil ones, they don't kill. They just roar at them.
Yeah. Like they roar at them until they run away. They hide away to the point where, like, the gynosphinx, they go on quests to find them.
Yes. Which is, somebody jerked off to that so good. Like, somebody was just like, man, I want this gigantic woman.
Yep.
This gigantic curvy wife to hunt me down, mm-hmm. and force me to fuck her, mm-hmm. is what they're going for. Mechanically, they suck, except where they have this roar that they can do three times. When they do it the third time, it blows up boulders.
Right.
The first couple times, it's just scary.
Yeah. And these are the good guys. These are the good aligned ones.
Exactly. So. This is whoever wrote this was just like, yo, these are the guys.
Yeah.
Then we get the jocks.
The jocks are cryosphinxes.
Yes.
They're not nice.
They have ram heads instead of human heads.
Right. Yeah. And they are horny in several senses of the word. I feel gross saying that rapists. Because this is sucks. They're rapists.
Yeah. Yeah. They're rapists in the Monstrous Manual. They hunt down, like, this language is so fucking gross.
Yes.
They're real dumb. They're constantly pursuing the gynosphinxes.
Yes.
Unless after them.
When a number of cryosphinxes find a gynosphinx, the first order of business is to restrain their prey. No. I'm not being funny. That sucks.
That's in the line. And, like, people, you know, make fun of us for being overly sensitive. Like, how do you read that and be like, there's some asshole who reads that and is just like, what happens all the time in nature? Dude, it's the fucking Monstrous Manual. Like, this doesn't exist. Somebody made this up.
They're not supposed to be role models.
Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to be the villains. No. Like, I don't need this, like, the rape sphinx to be in my fun Dungeons & Dragons adventure about, you know, treasure and wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucking disgusting. If I were lived in Faerun, I would hunt these things to extinction. Because it is its purpose. Super fucking gross. Restrain her. They do it by, like, walling her off in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really disgusting.
Yeah, and they try and defuse that by saying, like, oh, as they fight over who gets her.
Who gets her? Like, there's no agency on the Gynosphinx.
Right. She runs away. As they're resolving this, she gets away because she's so cunning and smart and
but weak. Don't forget.
And weak and slow.
Yeah, weak and slow, but smart. So then we get the Gynosphinxes, which are traditional sphinxes. You know, woman head on a lion body. They do riddles and stuff. All that's kind of cool. You know, make bargains, all that stuff. It's just where it is. And their whole thing is they avoid the advances of the jocks and try to hunt down the nerds.
Yep.
And have sex with them. Again, fulfilling like Monstrous Manual Pete's fucking like sick, you know, whacking fantasies.
They will spend decades hunting for that dick so they can jump up on it.
Yeah. Just, you know, but there's so pretty gross.
Yeah.
You know, even that, like, even if they're shown as being smart and everything, it's like they're weak and horny. Pretty nasty. Like, this is some fucking gore level shit. Like,
God, how long has it been since, like, I thought about fucking gore?
I got to have the joy. It happens only a few times in every person's life where they get to expose someone to the idea of gore.
Okay.
You know, where, like, I was in the bookstore and Derek, with my friend Derek, came and visited, and he picked up one of the books. He had never heard of it before.
Okay.
He's like, just like, what's this shit? And I was just like, oh, buddy, like, you will literally not believe it if I tell you.
I think he's a college professor. Like, he goes and teaches classes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people are allowed to keep their jobs and still be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would just think that, like, somebody wrote, like, oh, this is my fantasy series about, like, you know, male slaves with self-lubricating buttholes and, like, slave women. And I would be like, you know what? You can't be a professor at this college.
No, I'm That's sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Like, I get that maybe has no bearing on your ability to teach math.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, nobody wants you around because you're fucking gross.
It's the one time where I have something in common with, like, a Fox News grandpa. Where, like, oh, tenure's a problem, isn't it? Like, obviously it's not a problem, but, like, that wouldn't happen. Gore would not be if it was not for tenure.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Ugh.
And then finally, there's the evil sphinxes.
Yes, with the heads and wings of hawks, the Heraka sphinxes.
Yes. Yeah, who are just evil sphinxes.
Right.
Are not that interesting. And they don't play in all these reindeer games about Bonin, really.
No,
you know, they do spend time searching, but they're not, you know, real nasty. But they do set these, like, weird traps where they, like, they go kill an Andrew sphinx, hang out in his lair to trick a Gino sphinx into, again... So I guess, I mean, I take that back. Like, they are participating in these reindeer games. Like, they're mostly just evil, except for when they do this, like, gross, again, like, rape trick. So, undoubtedly the grossest thing, and we've done, like, nymphs, we've done a lot of gross things. This is undoubtedly the grossest entry in this fucking book.
Yeah, the sexual politics of this are pretty upsetting, and I don't like doing two episodes where our primary is indignant, but, like... We definitely should have thought ahead when we told people on the last episode to wait 2 days, because sorry, it's here again. Hopefully this commentary sheds a little bit of light.
There's none of this stuff about the their weird games is you know, so there's a Wikipedia for the Heraka Sphinx, and it has nothing to do, it just talks about its head.
Huh.
You know, it's just it's hawk headed. It doesn't talk about these weird, like, rock, paper, scissors thing. That's, and it's just, it's really just like rock, scissors.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fourth one would be, but, like, they talk about these things, but there's nothing about them being fucking disgusting.
Right.
So whoever did this, like, made it up
again,
entirely for jerk off purposes.
Yeah. They have their own little play in their head.
Yeah.
And, like,
'cause they made their dick so hard. You just like to have a hard dick and masturbate.
I love that. as an accusation. Yeah.
You love to jerk off when you get horny, don't you? Don't you, Monstrous Manual writer? That blood's really flowing into the spongy tissue in your ding dong, huh?
You gotta cover that up with your trapper keeper, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta tuck it into your waistband because you've been thinking about. See, and then I can't even make the joke because it's like as soon as you start saying the thing, it's like. You know, oh, like you've got a boner because you've been thinking about being an evil sphinx who kills
ejector.
A gigantic...
I am pressing the ejector seat right now. Yeah. I am out of this bit. I'm gone. Bye. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.